I invite you now to gently close your eyes, place your feet flat on the floor and spine straight, and we'll take in three deep cleansing breaths together. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. Once again, deeply in and slowly out. Stay with your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power as we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in. As you inhale, know that this is the breath of life. And as you exhale, the breath of life. And relax your neck and shoulders and allow the chair that you're in to totally support you. This is our time of communion with Spirit. I want to be prosperous. I want to have my affairs in order and have enough money to meet my needs. I will have all of this and more when I know and continue to believe that God is the source of all that prospers me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Keeping my thoughts centered on God, I understand that I am not limited and that there is order in my life. I realize that at all times and in spite of appearances, God is truly blessing me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God blesses me in many ways. As I keep my thoughts on God, blessings flow to me. I am free from thoughts of lack or limitation. Trusting God completely, I know that I will always have more than enough to meet every need. God is blessing me with prosperity now and always. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Join me now in that journey to the secret place of the Most High, a place in consciousness where love, joy, peace, and faith abide. These gifts that have been instilled in our consciousness. So imagine now making that walk to the front door of the secret place. And before we enter, remember that we must leave things behind or let them go right now. Mental and emotional baggage that we might be carrying around, and maybe physical baggage. All that is not serving us, let it pass away. We take a step through the door, and as we do, we feel the light and the love of God surround us, flow over us, in us, and out into our world. We take a seat. We sit comfortably. Open up our heart centers to receive the God love that we all deserve. Holy Spirit, we are open and receptive to your living words of truth. Fill us to overflowing with your love and light. Create in us a clean heart. Give us the good intention. We are your servants. Speak to us, Lord. And now, without the sound of my voice, use this time to pray, receive answers to your prayers, and to be still. Thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you've heard our prayers this morning and you've answered them as you always do. We thank you for your guidance this upcoming week. We thank you for the blessings that we receive each day and that you continue to send us. For all of them, we do give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and wayshower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.